Chapter 4, Their Songs Employ. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. John chapter 15, verse 11. Joy to the world. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the good news of joy. From the announcement of the angel to the shepherds, through all the healings and good works of his public ministry, for the joy set down before him as he hanged on the cross, to the joy of the disciples on the Emmaus Road, the experience of joy features large in the accounts of Jesus' life and ministry. All who have come to know Jesus as Christ and Lord have entered the joy of the kingdom of God and the Christian life. That joy is the fruit of the indwelling Spirit of Christ, Galatians 5, verse 22, and is grounded in the sure and certain promises of God's holy word. As every believer knows, we have every reason to be joyful in Jesus, and we must be ready to tell others that joy is available, and they can know this joy, giving as the reason for our joy that Jesus, the bringer of joy, is alive from the dead and reigning at the right hand of God. Like glory, joy is a term we often use with only the most meager understanding of what it is or experience of what it is like. We understand joy to be a pleasant and therefore desirable experience. To know joy is to be washed over and immersed in a sense of well-being, exhilaration, and elation, completely separate from any temporal circumstances, but real and certain and wonderful. However, many of us find it difficult either to explain joy or to account for joy when we know it. Like C.S. Lewis, we are often surprised by joy, delighted and lifted to find ourselves in a moment of sheer elation and exuberance, but not knowing quite how we got there, save for the Lord Jesus Christ. Moreover, many of us have difficulty expressing the joy we are experiencing, with the result that our joy is not as infectious or enticing as it otherwise might be. Joy under the circumstances. Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 through 19 is a good place to start in trying to get at the true nature of joy. Let's make two brief observations. First, note the progression of the passage, how it moves from what is seen to what is unseen. What is seen is shortage and want, conditions that normally lead to feelings of uncertainty, fear, and despair. Our immediate experiences and circumstances are not always such as to elicit from us a response of joy. Indeed, we may be wanting in those conditions of life that others look to for happiness. Yet Habakkuk was able to rise above even the most unfavorable circumstances to know rejoicing and joy in the Lord. And he employed this closing song of his prophecy to urge us on in the joy of the Lord as well. Joy is not determined by what we can see in our immediate environment. Instead, joy is a condition that attaches to knowing the Lord and being able to see past or through what is seen to engage what is not seen. Hebrews 12, verse 1. This is part of what gives joy its great appeal. It is not attached to changeable circumstances, but to fixed realities and eternal verities in which we participate by grace through faith. And joy is always there, always available to tap into in any situation. Second, the ability to know joy, in spite of any untoward circumstances or conditions, is dependent on the extent to which one actually knows the Lord and is intimately engaged in a relationship with him. Habakkuk declared that he would rejoice in the Lord and in his salvation, which he experienced as strength, security, and safety. Verse 19. The chords, melodies, keys, and pace of our lives are ever-changing, like a Baroque keyboard composition. But the continual of joy abides like a solid baseline under and through all the vicissitudes of our lives and makes them all, regardless of their nature, cohere and make sense. The experience of joy associated with knowing the Lord thus depends on the extent to which we know the experience of His salvation. If salvation is for us only a by-and-by experience, something to hope for, but not necessarily to know, something to have received, but not something to live, then we may struggle to experience joy amid the trials that we must endure as we await translation to eternal glory. On the other hand, if salvation is an experience of living in the kingdom of God, where we know the hope of glory, experienced and expressed as a daily reality, then our joy will be more constant and full because our relationship with the Lord will be as much for the here and now as for the there and then. True joy, a pervasive sense of well-being, strength, security, elation, peace, and safety, comes from the Lord, from being in, with, and near Him. We may know joy in the presence of the Lord and His strength, joy now, and joy complete in the days to come. God's law and indeed all His word bring delight and joy for the believer. Psalm 16, verse 11. Psalm 119, verses 47 and 48. The Spirit of God who dwells in each believer bears the fruit of joy in us. Galatians 5, verse 22. The joy believers may know in the kingdom of God comes always from the Lord, and it is available to them through all these various avenues. We deprive ourselves of this joy when we neglect the Word of God, fail to walk in the Spirit, or to resort often to the presence of the Lord in prayer. Believers must not look to their circumstances for the joy only God can give. It is the folly of unbelief to think that joy can come from circumstances or things. Joy is from the Lord, and we may only know true and lasting joy as we know and enjoy Him. Expressing joy. When we experience it, joy will come to expression in a variety of ways. That is, joy is not an affection merely to be experienced. For joy to have its full effect, it must be expressed. And we may employ not only our songs, but our whole lives to declare the praises of Him who brings us such joy. Once again, the Scriptures provide numerous suggestions to guide us in expressing the joy we have in the kingdom of God. We may shout for joy, like a hometown partisan whose favorite player has just scored the winning basket. Psalm 47, verse 1, and Psalm 66, verse 1. Singing songs of joy is also commended. Psalm 92, verse 4. We may express our joy by giving to or comforting others in the midst of our adversity. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. Sharing in the sowing and harvest of the seed of the kingdom. Psalm 126, verse 5. Doing justice. Proverbs 21, verse 15. And by increasing our experience of the kingdom of God. Matthew 13, verse 44. When at such times joy breaks forth from us, it looks like hope, confidence, peace, and complete overall well-being. When, because of our knowledge of God, the joy that fills our souls comes to expression as joy lived, then our lives will make sense. Our salvation will be visible to the watching world, and we can offer any who may ask sound reasons for how that joy can be theirs as well.